Concord grapes are a great option for Utah backyards. We're making fresh juice and jellies next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Grapes are great for Utah backyard production. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening tells us why.
Grapes are marvelous for Utah. I mean, we don't necessarily do the red flame and whatever the green grape is. Toss the seedling. Those are not the best grapes. I mean, I've talked to people that they do great. I never have a client complain about them. Okay, well, how many of us actually complain to the nursery when our grapes die or anything dies? Most of us just suck it up and go buy something new. Yeah, they might survive, they might be okay, but they're really not well suited to the area. Maybe they'll freeze, maybe they won't, I don't know. I'll never know with the Thompson or with the, we have some great little grapes in Utah that are really well adapted for our area. Of course, we've got Concord, and it's really the standard for grape juice and for jellies and not really so much jam. That's kind of the standard for the whole nation. And they really do well in Utah. But I did a list a couple of years ago. This is off my blog. This is Utah Sustainable Gardening, which is URL is rookgardenerpoet.blogspot.com. I've got some really good stuff I've put on here over the years. And there's Black Manuka, which is the one I planted. I happened on one of those in one of the big box stores. And I looked at my wallet and said, I'm buying this, even though my wallet was flat. It wasn't that expensive. I was just broke at the time. It's a European style, and so it'll be a little bit sweeter. It's so fruitful.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.